Everybody, welcome back to the Liberation League podcast, where we teach you why every time you lose weight, it gets easier and easier to regain it. But we don't want to just stop there. We also want to teach you how you can break free from that dieting cycle, see the progress you want to see, and never diet again. Today, I wanted to share with you guys something that I wrote to my email list about. And if you're not on our email list, this is just a little call to action, unashamedly, that you should be on our email list. And in order to get on the email list, you can go down to the notes, the show notes down below, grab one of the free resources, which right now we have two. One of them is 5 surprisingly healthy recipes. Actually, I think it's entitled 5 deceptively healthy recipes. And we have in there a healthy pizza, healthy spaghetti, you know, basically different versions of comfort foods that are redone in a healthy way. We also have our guide on how to lose fat without even trying. And go ahead and grab one of those free resources. You'll be put on our email list. The benefit of being on that is it's kind of like being on the podcast. It's kind of like listening to the podcast, except it's delivered to your email inbox 5 days a week. And it's a lot easier to do that through email because you don't have to do all the video and audio editing and all that stuff. But that's an unashamed plug that you should be on our email list. However, I sent this out about a week ago and it got a pretty big reaction. And it was about why intermittent fasting is actually impeding your weight loss progress. And I titled the email, "Why Intermittent Fasting is Making You Fat." Now, I honestly don't mean to just dog on intermittent fasting. It's just one of those popular things that are out there right now. It's super popular, and I don't necessarily agree that everyone should be doing it. However, you can take that intermittent fasting label and you can plug in a lot of other things as well. Why eating 1,200 calories is making you fat. Why following Optavia is making you fat. Why following Isagenics is making you fat. Why using SlimFast is making you fat. Basically, all these things that promote restrictive eating patterns, why those things actually don't help you to see progress. And I know that when it comes to restrictive eating, but there's all kinds of studies done. There's studies done at universities. There's things out there that tell you that if you just put your body in a deficit, you will lose fat. And I will tell you that that is true. The answer to losing fat, losing weight, is to be in a calorie deficit. However, what they don't account for in these studies is that they don't account for two things. Number one, being in a deficit is a moving target. And I'm going to explain why today and the solution to that problem. And number two is that these studies are done in controlled environments. And I can tell you from experience of working with many people that you also know who does not live in a controlled environment. And that's you. You do not live in a laboratory where all of the conditions are controlled for you. And it's done, right? These studies are done from like 8 to 12 week periods. However, your life is not lived in an 8 to 12 week period. It is lived for your whole life. And what somebody can maintain in a controlled environment for 8 to 12 weeks is not necessarily something that you can maintain for the rest of your life. So there's a reality that metabolic changes affect the deficit. And so if you actually hurt your metabolism, which is what these things do, your deficit decreases over time. And at some point, right, you're starving yourself, which is not the solution. On the other hand is the behavioral aspect, which as you keep moving down in your deficit, right, because your metabolism adapts, and we'll explain why today, over time, and your calories get less and less and less, at some point, you're going to swing back to the other direction and you're going to binge, right? And so there's this pattern that a lot of people fall into of restrict, 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 and then they can't maintain it anymore. They hate living that way, and then they binge. Well, then because they binge, they feel guilty because they have these wrong ideas about what good and bad food is, and now they've failed. And so then they go back to restrict. Well, they can't restrict forever, and so they go back to binge. And you get the idea. That cycle continues. And so for a variety of reasons, under eating, whether it be intermittent fasting or any of these fad diets that are out there and promoted, it is just not going to work over the long term. And let's explain why today. And as we explain why today, I want to use the example of somebody named Bill. Bill is actually a real person that I watched go down this road, but I don't want to use people's real names because that's not cool, because I don't want to call people out, but we'll call him Bill today. And Bill is going to teach us why restrictive eating simply does not work. Because inevitably, whenever this topic comes up, there's going to be somebody that says, well, I know somebody named Bill, right? He's our real guy, but we're using his fictional name, right? I know Bill, right? Somebody will say, I have a friend named Bill, and Bill lost 30 pounds 5 years ago using intermittent fasting, using fill in the blank with whatever restrictive dieting method. And my question, my follow-up question to that always is, well, did Bill keep it off? And inevitably the answer is, well, no. I've actually sat across from clients who said, you know, I'm really tempted because I want to make progress like yesterday. And I'm really tempted to just like stop eating. And I'm like, okay, do you know anybody that's been successful for? And they say, yeah, so-and-so, my other friend, is doing that right now. And I will then say, okay, well, have they ever done it before? Yes. Well, why are they doing it now? Because they regained the weight. Oh, so it actually didn't work, right? And so Bill restricts his diet. He loses 30 pounds. And guess what? Over the long haul, he doesn't keep it off. And here's why. There's one thing that most people do not account for when they severely restrict their eating, and that is muscle loss. Because here's what happens with your friend Bill and people like Bill. When he initially loses 30 pounds, 50% of that fat loss is probably fat. However, 50% is also muscle. And so Bill loses 15 pounds of muscle and 15 pounds of fat. When he reaches his goal weight, guess what he does? He decides that he is tired of feeling hungry. He's tired of feeling miserable. He's tired of feeling low on energy, which are very reasonable things to be tired of. If I restricted my eating and I made myself miserable, I would be tired of these things as well. As a matter of fact, I have been there. I have done that. And I did get tired of all these things. And so Bill, at that point, after reaching his goal, he says to himself, you know what? I have worked hard. And he has. And I have earned a celebration to celebrate the fact that I have reached my goals. And so he celebrates by going out to eat with friends. And that marks the moment where he begins his journey back to a normal life and back to a normal eating schedule. And for a while, he enjoys the fact that because he's eating more food, he has more energy, he can do more things, engage in more social activities like he had before. And so Bill goes from being overly restrictive to living a normal life again. But you know what his body does? After his body recovers from the stress that it just went through, because restrictive eating is a huge stressor on the body, after his body recovers from the stress of not knowing where his next meal is coming from, his body decides that it's going to prepare for the future. You see, what Bill has done is that he has actually taught his body. He has taught his body that there are going to be periods of time where there's just not food available. And so when Bill goes back to a normal eating schedule, his body actually starts to pack on fat for the future. It begins packing away fat like your grandmother's family put cash in a mattress after the Great Depression. You all know how that generation after the Great Depression was, and it's that they were really storing up for the future. They were nervous that the Great Depression was going to happen again. And so whenever they got something, they would make the absolute best use of it. Not a bad thing when it comes to finances, but you don't want to teach your body to do that when it comes to fat. And so Bill had actually taught his body to store more fat and to store it more efficiently. Well, because he goes back to his normal eating patterns, because he lost 15 pounds of muscle, his metabolism is slower, and it actually causes him to regain the weight faster once he returns back to a normal lifestyle, because that just stands to reason, right? He's not going to be restrictive forever. So when he goes back to his old habits, the old weight that he used to have will be put back on, because it's not like you can restrict and then go back to your normal habits. No, you need to find a new lifestyle. You need to find new habits that you can maintain forever, because the way that you get to the destination when it comes to weight and fat loss is the way that you're going to stay at your destination. And so now Bill goes back to his old habits. He regains the weight. Now Bill then thinks to himself, oh man, I've regained this weight again. I need to do something in order to get this weight back off. You know what he does? He goes back to intermittent fasting or fill in the blank with any other kind of restrictive dieting method. And Bill reasons to himself that he's done it in the past and he can do it again, only this time it's harder to lose the weight. It's slower to see the results. And he actually never achieves the results that he did the first time. You know why? Because he lost muscle, he slowed his metabolism down, and now he's even in a worse body composition. What Bill had done is Bill had traded that first time around. He had traded 15 pounds of muscle and 15 pounds of fat. And then when he regained it, he got 30 pounds of fat. And so now everything just is harder and takes longer. And when he does lose the weight again, guess what? This time around, he loses even more muscle. Now, let me ask you this question. After hearing all of that, do you think what Bill needs is to continue this cycle of restrict and binge? And really, it's not even restrict and binge for Bill, because it's restrict and then go back to a normal lifestyle, right? Should Bill continue this pattern? Now, the obvious answer is no. What Bill really needs is to build his lifestyle on sustainable habits that will encourage muscle retention and healthy metabolic function so that he can still incorporate things into his life like the occasional family barbecue and date nights while still being able to see progress that he wants to be able to see. Now, Bill has not been doing this appropriately, but he can. Bill can accomplish all of his goals by doing three things. And if you're in the same situation as Bill, this advice is perfect for you. Bill can accomplish his goals of a better body composition and fat loss by, number one, revitalizing his body. Now, how can he do this? The way that he does this is that he eats appropriately, that he eats enough protein, which what we advise is somewhere between 0.8 and 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And so if Bill wants to, if his goal weight is 185 pounds, then he should be eating 185 grams of protein. What this does is it allows him to rebuild the muscle that he's lost. What he also needs to do is he also needs to make sure that he's eating enough calories in order to support his normal body functions. In other words, he has been going back and back to a deficit so many times, trying to dip into that restrictive bucket. But now what he needs to do in order to revitalize and restore and heal his body is to get enough protein and make sure that he's eating enough overall calories in order for his body to maintain normal function. Now, Bill might see a small amount of weight gain during this period of time, but it will be worth it because he will also increase his energy levels, which enables him to perform better, which in the long run will enable him to establish the habits that he needs in order to not just lose the weight, but to keep it off forever. During this stage, what he needs to pay attention to is not necessarily the scale. Actually, a lot of times what I recommend for people is that they really not pay attention to the scale at all during this phase, but instead closely monitor his biofeedback. And what I mean by that is he should evaluate whether or not his sleep is improving. His digestion feels better. His libido increases. His moods are stable. Those kinds of things, when he realizes that his body is responding well and kind of leveling out, then when his body levels out and reaches energy homeostasis, then we know that his body has revitalized. He can also then continue to make progress by optimizing his body, by not just eating at maintenance, but also training in order to support muscle growth. And sometimes even if somebody has really abused their body for a long time, really restricted for a long time, I would advise that he actually goes not just at maintenance, but actually into a surplus so that he can build back the muscle that he lost during those previous times of restrictive dieting. And by doing that, he will increase his ability, his body's ability to deal with more calories. Because he's building more muscle. Muscle tissue is calorically expensive. And so his body will burn more calories while at rest. And by doing this, he will increase his metabolism and increase his metabolic function so that he can continue his progress over the long haul. And the last phase that I would advise for Bill to go through would be to harmonize his new habits with his new lifestyle to make sure that everything he built is sustainable. And so during this phase, it would be safe for him, right? After he's healed his body, after he has increased muscle mass, it would be safe for him to then, for a period of time, go into a caloric deficit. But also during the end of this phase, make sure that he knows how to get out of that deficit without putting on fat and without causing any metabolic damage. By doing this, he makes sure that his habits are sustainable over the long haul, that he knows how to go through these three stages so that he can take himself through these three stages over and over and over again. And each time, unlike before, his body composition will actually improve over time. And he will not be dependent on products that are sold to him. He won't have to order stuff that arrives at his door, this junk processed food that you get from these diet companies. No, he will know how to eat whole natural foods, do it himself, improve his body composition, and continue to not just maintain his goal for life, but to continuously improve, because now he knows exactly what his body needs and what he needs to do. You know what? There's so many people like Bill out there. And that's why I wanted to share his story with you guys. Bill is actually a real person whom, like I mentioned before, I've changed his name, but I have watched Bill go down this path. And I so wish that he would be able to implement this three-step process in his life. And it's not that he can't, he totally can, but he hasn't yet made the choice to. However, if you're in a situation right now, like Bill is, you don't have to make the same choice as Bill. You can make the choice to go through these three phases to establish the healthy habits that you need to be able to make the progress that you want to make and continue to make that progress, continue to improve your body composition, and to do it for life. Never waste another dollar again on things that do not work. And that choice is totally up to you. Well, I hope that Bill and his story was helpful for you guys, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Liberation League.
Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.